The backlog in U.S. immigration courts is now over 850,000 cases long. People can wait years for their hearings, and that can be a long time to pay for a lawyer and to make appearances in court. Both of these things can be much harder for immigrants living in rural and mountainous parts of the West. From the Mountain West News Bureau, Allie Budner reports.
It was late January 2019. The government had just reopened after the five-week shutdown, and Javier Dominguez was frantically trying to get to the Denver Immigration Court for his final hearing.
I was a little late because shut down the I-70.
I-70 is the main artery through the Rocky Mountains to Denver, and on this day, it was closed because of a giant winter storm. Dominguez lives with his wife and kids in Dillon, just over the Continental Divide past Breckenridge.
We're small, quiet communities. And I like it that way.
But it's about an hour and a half from Denver on a good day. He knew he couldn't miss his appointment. Being absent or even late to an immigration hearing can mean risking immediate deportation.
I mean, you don't show up on time and you missed it. You miss everything that you were working on.
Dominguez came here illegally from Mexico for work in his late teens. All but one of his five kids were born here. Things were going well for his family until 2009, when tragedy struck. One of his kids contracted swine flu and died suddenly. Dominguez fell into a deep depression, and his life spiraled out of control. It was a DUI in 2015 that put him on the radar of Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Sometimes we make mistakes, but nobody's perfect.
But he says,
no running away from the law. I mean, the law is the law. You have to respect that.
Dominguez says he's turned his life around. He's trying to get legal status and make things right for the rest of his family and his community now. All of this was on the line as he navigated the treacherous mountain roads in that late January storm. He was getting close when he got a call from his Denver-based lawyer.
They like, hey, dude, they closed the court because of weather. So I was like, wow. So I got to go back. And they're pretty bad conditions.
Later, he found out his hearing had been rescheduled for the year 2021. According to the Census Bureau, here in the Mountain West, roughly 1 in 15 non-citizen immigrants live in rural areas like Dominguez's. The courts are also far and few between here. There are only 3 federal immigration courts for non-detained immigrants across our more than 400 million-acre region. And they're all in the big cities, Denver, Salt Lake, and Las Vegas. Immigration lawyer Karen McCarthy says it's also harder to find a good immigration lawyer in remote areas.
It can be really challenging to find a law firm that does immigration work.
And then there's the hurdle of transportation.
We have clients that may be traveling 7 hours across the state to get to court.
Often without their own car or license or any public transit access. And sometimes those hearings they're trying to get to are just 5 minutes long. McCarthy would like to see a more streamlined system available to immigrants with more courts, judges, and attorneys ready to process cases. But Alex Narasta says under current immigration laws, that might not actually benefit immigrants like Dominguez. Narasta is with the libertarian think tank, the Cato Institute.
The immigration courts are going to kick a lot of people out of the country. So a backlog of cases and a scarcity of judges makes it so that they can stay in this country a little bit longer.
On the flip side, though,
if you have people who are in limbo, who think that they have a really good shot of being here in the United States, then waiting years longer is a significant downside and a significant cost to them to getting on with the rest of their lives.
Narasta says he would support investing in more judges and courts as part of comprehensive immigration reform. And for rural areas like Dominguez's mountain town, he suggests
maybe there could be like roaming judges like they used to be on circuit courts that can move around these different towns.
A former immigration judge agrees. Andrew Arthur is now a fellow with the conservative-leaning Center for Immigration Studies.
We need more courtrooms, we need more judges, we need more staff, we need more clerks.
He also thinks rural cases could be sped along by using video conferencing instead of demanding immigrants always show up to court in person. He agrees with Narasta's claims that bottlenecks and delays tend to benefit the immigrants, but he's not happy about that.
The Supreme Court has seen it that way as well. They've found that every continuance in an immigration matter benefits the alien.
He says Congress just needs to dedicate more funding for the immigration courts. And all agree if this shortfall isn't addressed, the system will remain inefficient for rural and urban immigrants alike. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.